Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
We don't have to wait to get our way to find contentment, to find joy, fulfillment. And I think leaning into some of that stuff and seeing what God is, that he strengthens us in that place, is one of the ways that we're made more like him. Talk about that transition, that reframing even your reality so that you can be perfected through Christ in it.
Yeah. Well, one thing that we really need to do is as we look at those, what are my expectations? We ask ourselves that. What are my expectations? And then what is real life? And the first thing we often need to do is we need to actually grieve. We need to grieve the loss of a dream, grieve the loss of a picture we had in our head, and that's okay. That's a place that we connect to God's heart. He knows what grief is. When Jesus, you know, he lived on this earth, he was disappointed. I think particularly of when Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane and he asked his friends, will you pray with me? And they said, yep, we'll pray with you. And he said, all right, you know, you guys pray here. I'm going to pray over here. And he came back after he'd been praying and he found them asleep. Now, many of us know that story, but have we ever stopped to think about how Jesus was disappointed in that moment? I mean, that disappointment was tangible. So we bring that disappointment, that grief, that life isn't the way we wanted it to be, and we bring that to the foot of the cross, and we say, God, you know what this feels like. You know what disappointment is. I am bringing that to you. I'm going to pour my heart out today. I'm going to grieve what I thought life was going to look like, and the key is that we grieve what isn't. And then we can begin to accept what is. But oftentimes we try to accept what is without grieving what isn't. And so we grieve what isn't, and then we begin to accept what is. And that's the moment where we say, all right, Lord, this is my real marriage. This is not what I thought it would look like. But will you show me step by step how you want me to be as a wife? How you want me to be as a husband. This is my real child standing in front of me. They don't look like I thought they would. They have issues I never thought I'd have to deal with. They've made choices that I never thought one of my children would ever make. Lord, you're going to have to show me. How can I be Jesus to them each and every day? And as we begin to walk through what is, holding on to the hand of Christ, oh my goodness, that's when God begins to perfect us and he is maturing us and taking us to a deeper relationship with him than we've ever known.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.